Well, I used to have a proper job about 12 years ago, and then decided I'd had enough of that. So,
what did you do?
I used to be a stockbroker.
Wow. Okay, that is a change in profession.
Well, you could say that, yeah. I mean, people always used to say that until we had a credit crunch, and then people used to say, oh, no change there for a while. But now I don't think we're stockbrokers are as resented as they were.
Right.
I just got sick of the company politics and the rat race and then just gave it up pretty much overnight and then was sat in my underpants eating Monster Munch, wondering how I was going to be a professional comedian. And then I just started being a comedian and working my way up the ladder. And then at some point, I don't know, a year or two into being a comedian, I started running one night. And then over time, it's just morphed into a whole series of gigs. So I've got 9 shows now across the UK.
Wow.
2 of which are in York. And it's becoming a monster that I can't control, like Godzilla.
Well, that's probably it's a good thing, isn't it, really?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if it's growing, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago if comedy clubs were in, you know, a bit of problems. I mean, Jonglers had some problems and comedy clubs, were struggling, weren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. What happened when we had the credit crunch, people started actually going to comedy in the droves, and the business expanded dramatically. So all the big comedy clubs put on double or triple the capacity. But then when the credit crunch became a recession, not only did they have to take away all that extra capacity, but they had to take out some of their existing capacity.
Right.
So, and it was the same with some of my clubs, you know, like our audience probably halved in some places. But I just had to keep going, keep promoting, keep plugging away, and now it's... We've got a record January, so there's only smiles and lols here at LOL Comedy Club, which is possibly the weakest joke I've ever done.
Still good, though. Still good. So how often at York Barbican does it run?
It's every month.
Every month.
We've got a show tonight,
right?
But that's sold out apart from 8 bar stools. So
right,
we've got a little bit of standing room for anybody who wants to come along, but it's pretty much sold out. And then the next one is the 24th of February. That's almost sold out. There's probably about 15 tickets left for that. And then the next one after that is the 24th of March.
Right.
Which there are plenty of tickets.
And what sort of level of comedians are you getting at these places? I mean, I must admit, I remember going to... I used to go to Jonglers a little bit when in Leeds a while ago. And just the level of sort of comedians you were getting there, I mean, you look at them now and you're sort of like, well, they're doing arenas now. And you're sort of thinking, oof, right, okay. All comedians start somewhere. They all start on these sort of circuits, don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And some of them have been going 20 or 30 years. So, for example, the headliner tonight at the Barbican is a chap called Dave Johns.
Right.
About 12 months ago, he was just one of the best headline comedians on the circuit. But then he did an audition for a Ken Loach film called I, Daniel Blake. He got the part and is now being tipped for Best Actor at the Oscars.
Yeah.
And he's 60 years old. So it's quite a story, really.
That's amazing.
And he's still, bookable for gigs like mine if you know him and you've got a relationship with him. But it won't be long before he won't be bookable. He's going to apparently he's up for another film with Will Ferrell soon. So to answer the question without an example in a more generic way, we basically have the best of the international comedy circuit. So we have people that have been on Michael McIntyre's Comedy Roadshow, 8 out of 10 Cats, Mott the Week. So all the panel shows and all the big comedy shows on TV, we have those, plus we have the best of the rest. And, a lot of these people are still on the telly and then starting to do their own tours. I think we've got a guy called Pat Monahan coming up who's done 2 of his own tours in the same year. And, honestly, I can't fault the standard of the comedians that we have on because I don't think it's actually possible to book any better.
Yeah.
And the feedback we've had from the crowds for the show so far has been electric and people are absolutely buzzing about it. So, yeah, if you enjoy comedy, come on down.
Do you think as well that, I mean, everybody sort of, 2016 was such a, well, an interesting year. It was great for comedians. You know, the amount of content that was and material that you could glean out of 2016. Is it... Is it easier being a comedian at the moment with the amount of stuff that's going on in the world and the amount of stuff you can sort of like glean on? Is it easier?
I think if you've got talent and you've got creativity, you can always create material. And I think it's only potentially easier if you're a political comedian, which are very much, you know, in the minority now. In the 80s, it was all the rage, but now it's very much...
is it more observational skill. Comedy
Yeah,
now?
So that kind of stuff is always going to be available no matter what's going on in the news. So yeah. I think what's good about our UK scene is that we have more comedy clubs per square mile than anywhere in the world.
Oh, wow, so, I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's what's easier about doing comedy in the UK than it is, you know, anywhere else in the world. And I suppose, you know, some people might be doing material about Donald Trump, but I'm not because it upsets me so much with trying to think about it.
Yeah, it's strap yourself in. It's going to be an interesting ride, isn't it?
Yeah,
with that
absolutely.
Thing. There's no doubt about that. And you say you six clubs across the country at the moment. I would imagine you're looking to expand.
It's nine down.
Nine, wow.
That's offensive, mate.
It's a nine upside down. It's a nine. I was looking at it the wrong way there, Dave. I was looking at it the wrong way. Whereabouts are the nine clubs then you've got across the
country? So there's two in York. There's the York Barbican and the basement at York City Screen Picture House. And then
I've been to that one.
Yeah, it used to run
Stuart
there years
Francis.
Ago.
Stuart Francis. I went and saw Stuart Francis there a little while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it was there for 10 years and then it stopped, and I've taken it over.
It was a great little venue that was for comedy.
It was
really
an amazing
good.
Room. Yeah, the room is fantastic. And people don't understand how much the shape and size of a room makes in terms of the atmosphere, and it's got one of the lowest ceilings I've seen in any room anywhere.
Yeah,
so,
it's very small.
Brilliant for the atmosphere.
Yeah.
We've also got shows in Hull. There's one on in Hull tonight. Again, that's sold out. Sound like I'm boasting. I'm not.
No.
Well, inadvertently. And where else? We're actually as far north as St Andrews, north of Edinburgh in Scotland. I've got a show in my hometown of Southport near Liverpool. Stoke-on-Trent, that's the longest running one. That's been going 7 years. And then Bournemouth and Portsmouth.
Oh, now you're talking. Yeah. You've got one in the motherland, Bournemouth.
Oh, is that where you're from?
Oh, that's where I'm from, yes. Well done. Whereabouts in Bournemouth are you?
The Pavilion.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
Well, big room.
Yeah. Well, we're getting between 300 and 400 people in that, so
we're
nearly filling it.
Yeah. They love the comedy. Yeah. So, look, if people want to come along to any of the gigs at York, what obviously book through your website, is that the best thing to do?
Well, you can either book direct with the Barbican if you prefer, or you can book via our website, which is lolcomedyclubs.co.uk. So that's lol, comedyclubs.co.uk. And, it's a really nice, easy-to-use website that people seem to enjoy looking at. So, yeah, feel free to book on there.
24th of February, 24th of March, availability for those two dates. Have a look on the website. Damien, thanks so much for coming in. I really, really appreciate
it. Thanks for having me. Enjoyed it.